3, 2, 1, and we are live, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the T-Hatch Podcast, where we have open and in-depth conversations about the things that you and I care about. Today, on the T-Hatch Podcast, I'm going to be talking about some pretty important issues, some things that frankly just need to be talked about. You can see from the title on this episode that this one's going to get hot and heavy really quick. To reiterate, hashtag no modern Hitler. What do I mean? What am I talking about today? Well, I want to talk about this so-called president that we have in the United States that unfortunately finds it fitting to act in many ways that fascists of the past have acted, and I really think by taking a look at his actions and his tactics and what he's trying to do with the country, it becomes very clear to see what his motivations are. It becomes very clear the tactics that he is using, and it becomes very clear that he is unfit to be in the office of the presidency. Now, this is something that I've been saying all the way back to 2015 when he began his campaign, that he was unfit to be a president of the United States. Now, at that time, his rhetoric was very authoritarian. It was also very populist. Now, it was fake populist. But it was very, very authoritarian in nature. And unfortunately, we've seen a trend worldwide, really, as far as politics goes, where people are being easily excited by authoritarian rhetoric, which I find very concerning. This is not just a US thing. This is happening in many places across the world where authoritarian, very far right, people don't even realize how far right this rhetoric is, but there's so much vitriol and hate speech and nationalism and very much getting back to a thought process where isolationism seems to be the trend right now. Well, I want to talk about what has recently set me off with this so-called President Trump that has inspired me to make this particular episode. Recently, Donald Trump put out a tweet comparing his impeachment to a lynching, which is simply disgusting. It is simply disgusting. And I'm going to explain why it's disgusting and then later explain to you why this is such a big problem and why it is just a very small piece of a much bigger puzzle that puts together a very clear picture of who Trump is, what he stands for, and what he's actually doing. So back to why it is disgusting that he is comparing his impeachment proceeding to a lynching. For those who don't know, what a lynching is back in the history of the United States, white people, and it very much was white people, would get together in mobs and go kidnap and murder black people, African Americans, for no other reason than the color of their skin. And to remind all the citizens of that community, white, black, or other, that this is white people country. And it's not okay to have another skin color. And they would murder them in cold blood. People would take away body parts from these dead people as a souvenir from going to this event. The community would rally around it. And this happened in communities all across the United States, killing hundreds of thousands of black people. And it's simply disgusting to invoke the racist hate crime murder that is lynching, and compare that to this impeachment inquiry, which to this point is not even a formal impeachment inquiry. If it was a formal impeachment inquiry, the House would have voted on it already. But we know Nancy Pelosi is a coward, so they haven't voted on it yet. So to compare a quote-unquote investigation where no information has been given, the White House has ignored multiple subpoenas from Congress, and somehow he's claiming that he's not being given due process and that this is a lynching. This is simply gross and disgusting to call on something that has such a horrible history here in the United States, rings painfully true with so many people, and to bring that and to try and apply it to a situation that, one, doesn't even come close to what a lynching actually is, so there's no comparison to be had in the first place. So why would he do this? Well, yes, I've said on many occasions that the president is dumb, stupid, and I have no qualms about using those words because he continues to prove me correct time and time again. But this is no mistake, using a very racially charged word here. This is something that Trump has done all the way back to the start of his campaign, where he invokes racism, hatred. Why? Not because it's not a concern to him that he's pissing off people who care about people. All he is concerned with is about riling up his base of white supremacist nationalist supporters who love this rhetoric. They would gladly pick up, metaphorically, pitchforks and start doing these lynchings all over again. What we're seeing, and we've seen it since the start of this Trump campaign, where he scapegoats onto Mexicans and people of Latin descent and blames all the problems of this economy on those people, uses hateful rhetoric about these people, invokes violence with his rhetoric. Time and time and time again through rallies, tweets, statements. It doesn't matter what it is, he's invoked it many, many times. So when all these things add up, what we see and we have seen, we've got evidence of, are these white supremacist, far-right activated people becoming mass shooters. And it's very unfortunate. But we see they come out and say that the rhetoric that Donald Trump said out of his mouth is what inspired them to commit that shooting. There are literally people being mass murdered because of the color of their skin in the United States in 2019. What's the reason? There is a nationalist, white supremacist leader in place. For anybody who doesn't know, Hitler was elected. Hitler was elected in Germany. He then asserted power. Overwhelmingly, dictators and fascists, authoritarians, they do not usurp control overwhelmingly. This is, of course, there are exceptions. They do not usurp control through revolution, or through military means, or through mercenary aid, any of these situations that you can think of where they would essentially raise up against the government forces and take over the government in a hostile form. No, what happens is they use propaganda, they use certain specific rhetoric that is meant to target specific people and feed them, plant a seed that tells them that this is the problem in our society, that in Hitler's case, Jews are the problem of our society. In Donald Trump's case, Latin Americans, Muslims are the problem in our society. Essentially, in Donald Trump's case, anybody that's not white is the problem of our society. Well, we all know this is fundamentally incorrect. Unfortunately, there are people who do not realize that. And unfortunately, those people can be activated in this hateful way and truly begin to believe that this is the problem with the country. And when that happens, you get a very active, very riled up base who is going to get out and not only support the leader, but take action into their own hands in the case of these mass shooters. But what do you see Trump doing? Trump is going after everybody in his path. What have we seen him do over the course of the last 2.5 to 3 years? Well, we've seen him clean out of the White House anybody who was willing to say no to him. He's surrounded by a bunch of yes men. If you're wondering why all of Trump's closest allies in the White House are confessing crimes and giving up all the secrets and fighting against each other, have no common message, well, it's because they're all idiots. It's because the only reason that they're in the place that they're in is because they're willing to bow down to Donald Trump no matter what he says and always say, yes, sir. Yes, sir, I will break the law. Yes, sir, I will ignore subpoenas. Yes, sir, I will lie to the media. That's all they say. They're yes men. That's why they're there. Anybody who has stood up to him, even horrible people like John Bolton, who all he wants to see is war, 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 more war. Even him, he's gone because he disagrees with Trump. So this has been happening over the course of the last 3 years. What else have we seen? Donald Trump has excluded media outlets from his rallies. Donald Trump has called out fake news, fake news, fake news, fake news, fake news over and over and over again, even in the face of facts. This is a classic fascist move, because what he is trying to do is get his base to distrust everybody. Everybody that is not Donald Trump. He doesn't want them to trust the media, which frankly, if we're talking about Fox News, MSNBC, CNN, frankly, you shouldn't trust them. And you should be checking your information and getting it from better sources. But when you say all news is fake, when you say that anything that disagrees with you is fake news, well, that's too obvious. It is too obvious. Donald Trump has never heard a rebuttal to something he has said and said, you know what, you make a good point there, and added on to it or rebutted against it. No, he calls it fake. He ignores it. He's a child. He cannot accept the fact that he is wrong in things. And so he uses this awful rhetoric and this web of lies that he has spun together. And when you've got all these people activated and you've got them all angry and they do see that there are things that are fucked up about this country and about the way that things work, well, the problem is, he's pointing them in the wrong direction every step of the way. The economy's not working. He points at people of Latin descent. When really, the people we should be mad at for the economy are the governments, or government officials, I should say, of the past that have allowed things like Buckley v. Valeo to pass, that have allowed Citizens United to pass, and allow money into our political system. We should be mad at the billionaires and corporations who are paying $0 in taxes and reaping huge benefits, record-breaking profits quarter after quarter while people are starving in this country. Those are the people that we need to hold accountable. Those are the people who actually caused the problems of this system. But unfortunately, getting through to the people that Donald Trump usurps control over is nearly impossible, because it happens one step at a time, one hateful step at a time, one propaganda message after another. It's happening in the exact same way, in the exact same way that Adolf Hitler usurped control in Germany. You start taking out your political opponents. Now he wants to investigate Joe Biden by any means necessary, even withholding Congress-appropriated funds, military aid from Ukraine in exchange for an investigation on Joe and Hunter Biden, which in itself is illegal. That, what I just described, is a quid pro quo. Even the act of asking a foreign country to investigate your political opponent, that alone is a crime, which Donald Trump has admitted to. He even committed the same crime on live television. Mick Mulvaney has admitted to a quid pro quo on live television. And what happens? Crime after crime after crime that Donald Trump breaks, he gets away with it. And what does he do every step of the way when people criticize him? Whether it's politicians or members in the media, he calls for them to be locked up in jail. He's called for violent acts to happen on them. He has called for them to be deplatformed. This is classic dictator shit. It's right out of the playbook. What do you do when you usurp power? Get rid of anybody who doesn't agree with you right around you. Get people who will be loyal, who won't object to the horrible things that you want to do. Check. What do you do next? Get rid of any naysayer. Go about it kind of like Putin goes about it, where, oh, they just disappeared. No one's ever heard from him again. There is an attempted authoritarian fascist takeover of the government of the United States of America happening right now in front of our faces in 2019. It is happening right now. And none of us are going to stand up and do something about it. None of us are going to call for the impeachment and removal of a fascist, of a dictator, of someone whose actions are equivalent to that of Hitler. We're not going to call for his removal. We're not going to call upon Nancy Pelosi to start a vote in the House to impeach him. We're not going to call it out when he uses racist rhetoric, when he calls for violence. We're just going to let it slide. Do you know what happens when you let these things slide, when you let emoluments slide? Which I have explained in my previous impeachment video is using the office of the presidency to enrich yourself. When you let that slide, when you let campaign finance violations slide, when you let obstruction of justice slide, when you let all these things go, that's one bit of power he gets. That's another check on the list. Every single one of these things that we let slip by without removing him from office tells him and any leader to follow him. It's okay to break that rule. It's okay to cross that line. And what happens is it's one line, then the next, then the next, then the next. And we've seen this continuing to happen. And eventually, we hit the one that breaks the whole system. We hit the one where he finds out a way to keep this moving forward, where he finds a way to usurp term limits, where he finds a way to usurp the election process. Understand, if Donald Trump gets into office in 2020, we very well could see the end of democracy in the United States of America. And I have no qualms saying that and screaming it on the rooftops because it is going to happen. We are watching step by step by step history repeat itself. We cannot let this happen in the United States of America. Understand that the United States of America have military bases in nearly every country in the world. We spend three times more on our military than the next closest nation. This would be a world global catastrophe if this democracy fails, and we are watching it fail right in front of our eyes, not standing up and doing anything. People are holding the veil over their eyes, and they will not even look for the correct information. They will not look at political information that comes across their eyes because it's boring. It's political. It doesn't change anything. It doesn't affect my life. It affects every single one of us. Every single one of us. And we're not going to stand up and fight for our freedom, fight for our human rights, fight for the human rights of our brothers and sisters across the world that have been murdered by this government, that have been caged by this government. It's simply absurd to me. I can't believe that we're watching this happen and we're not doing anything about it. Well, the problem is the people aren't watching this happen. The people simply are not watching. They hear gunshots, they close their eyes. The gunshot heard around the world very famously started the American Revolution. Well, today, shots have been fired for decades at this point, and nobody is standing up and doing anything. Nobody heard any of those shots because we've heard so many shots going off all at once, all the time, hitting us from every angle that we've gone deaf from the noise. And now all people can do is look at this magic rectangle in their pocket that feeds them what people want to feed them, that feeds them what Facebook wants to feed them, that feeds them what Instagram wants to feed them, which is owned by Facebook, I should say, that feeds them what Twitter wants to feed them, what YouTube, owned by Google, wants to feed them. Well, if anybody didn't pay attention, and of course you probably haven't heard this because the corporate media is behind it, but if you haven't noticed, on YouTube or even Google search lately, if you search anything, the first couple pages of what you get is all going to be MSNBC, CNN, Fox News, New York Times, Washington Post. Any of these corporate entities that have this, shockingly, who would have thought this, that have the same corporate advertisers, I should say in this case, the same corporate advertisers that are on YouTube, the same corporate advertisers that were the reason that YouTube put out their new terms of service, their policy, whatever you want to call it. I don't have the exact terminology in front of me, but it's known across YouTube as the adpocalypse, where because there was content that is quote, unfit for advertisers that ads were being shown on, these advertisers supposedly threw a fit and were going to pull out from YouTube and not show their ads on YouTube anymore. Of course, meaning YouTube would miss out on a huge old chunk of money. And so, what does YouTube do? They reclassify what is and is not advertiser friendly. Well, very interestingly, when they did that, anything on a controversial topic was now considered in a risky territory to be advertiser friendly. Anything in a political nature was not advertiser friendly. So you see what's happening here, guys. They're trying to push that off their platform, or at least quiet the voice, take away the funding, all of these things that they can do. They take it another step further every time. Now, they want to push, quote, authoritative sources when there's breaking stories or when it comes to news. What do they mean by authoritative sources? They don't mean sources that care about facts, logic, numbers, getting things correct. No, what they mean by authoritative is the corporate media. They mean CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, because these are the quote unquote authoritative sources. So it's no coincidence that YouTube is shoving corporate media down your throat, that Google searches are shoving corporate articles down your throat. If anyone doesn't know, there was a whistleblower from Google who talked about how YouTube tried to censor the internet beginning with YouTube. Google tried to censor the internet beginning with YouTube, and this is very much a process that is in action right now. Be very careful about the information that you're consuming. At this point, you should not just get on and scroll through your feed and see what it shows you, because they will feed you what they want to feed you. They're not feeding you something based upon your likes and retweets and posts from the last 5, 10 years. No. Their algorithm is designed to figure out, one, how to keep you on the platform as long as possible. That's always the goal, because that's how they drive revenue. And two, how can we do that by showing them the content that we want them to see? Those are the two primary goals of any social media platform. So you need to be very careful about the information that you're consuming. You need to be very careful to go outside of these networks that have been set up for us and put in our pocket and force-fed to us for decades. What I'm asking everybody to do is, when you hear something, vet it yourself. We're all taught in school how to discern good information from bad information, a good source from a bad source. We need to fall upon these principles. So, to leave you with a call to action from this podcast, I want you to pay attention to what is being fed to you, of course. But the biggest thing that you have to do, if you listen to this podcast and have listened all the way through, thank you, by the way, what you have to do is share this with everybody. Not just people that you think are interested in political content. Not just people that you think don't like Trump. No, you need to share this with everybody. Because what is happening right now is a fascist authoritarian takeover of the United States government. And unless we all start talking about it, and unless we all start keeping ourselves informed on what is actually happening, then it's going to happen right in front of our eyes and nobody's even going to see it. So I beg you, I don't just urge you, I beg you to share this with everybody that you know. Share this on all your social media platforms. Send direct links through text to people, because it is that important that this message gets out there and that people start doing some digging for themselves, start investigating for themselves. I did not get here to the point where I am calling for everybody to stand up and stop this fascist from taking over our government. I did not get here by coincidence. I did not get here by consuming what was given to me. I got here because I dared to question. I dared to question, is this correct? Is this what I should be doing? Is this the path I should follow? And what you do is you answer those questions. You ask why. And when you get to the end of the road and it gives you another question, answer that question. Answer all these questions. And I think you'll be pretty hard-pressed not to end up where I am right now. So I beg you, please share this podcast. #NoModernHitler.